This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A new safe space project launched as part of government's crime prevention initiatives. A government MP urges passage of the Child Justice and Child Protection Bill despite criticism. Utility installation and banking issues delay the handover of Hope-built homes at Lancaster. CARICOM condemns the fighting between Hamas and Israel, and Gaza hospitals overwhelmed as Israeli air raids continue. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. The details to the news just ahead. A new safe space project has been launched as part of government's crime prevention initiatives, this latest one in collaboration with the Barbados Family Planning Association, BFPA. Corey Lane, the head of the crime prevention unit in the Attorney General's Chambers, toured the BFPA's offices at Harmony Hall, St. Michael, which will be one of the locations operating as a safe space and drop-in center.
Our visit here is good for me because it signals to the general population the wide and complex nature of crime prevention. When people think crime prevention, they may not think BFPA, but it's always been a safe space. Two more things that helped me to recognize the need for these types of initiatives is the fact that so many young persons we've interacted with, especially at risk and high risk, or flip your script, aftercare, or activities with the clubs, is that they come to the various change agents, to myself, and they say, you know, we ain't gonna be a talk to. This is so good to have these initiatives, to have mentors, to have spaces to go.
Mr. Lane highlights the importance of such safe spaces.
I think about root causes, and I went down to the basic roots of poor parenting, poverty, lack of education, and these things. But being in communities even more now, there's a second one, trauma. Childhood trauma, collective trauma, is the deep, deep root to a lot of issues that we see further on. And that spaces like these can provide an outlet for people to express their trauma and have assistance with that trauma.
Head of the Crime Prevention Unit in the Attorney General's Chambers, Corey Lane. Government MP Edmund Hinkson believes the Child Justice and Child Protection Bill should be passed despite criticism. Speaking at a joint meeting of the Barbados Labour Party St. James branches, the MP for St. James North dismissed the opposition from critics as foolishness. He said the provisions in the bill are long overdue.
So you have this child protection bill that was laid in Parliament, but the opposition and fundamental right-wingers want to hijack it. Well, that is the word that I use. And that is unfortunate. We complying with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Children, a convention that is now 33 years old. And by signing the convention and ratifying it, we are under international obligation to domesticate it, to pass it into the laws of Barbados. Should have been done long, long, long time ago.
He rejects concerns about alleged gender identity and sexual preference implications.
There is nothing in that bill that speaks towards any gender identity or sexual preference, nor nothing so. So this hysteria by opposition elements and people on the fundamental right that by passing this child protection legislation now, you're giving children rights now to go and say, don't mind you're born a boy to say I'm a girl, is the highest form of political confusion and quite honestly, foolishness that I have heard for a long time.
As Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson. Meantime, spokesperson for the Democratic Labour Party, Felicia Dujon, has called on Mr. Hinkson to apologize for the way he dismissed the views of those who were critical of the bill.
Mr. Hinkson has forgotten that the Bar Association, the Child Care Board, were all part of the submission for the Select Committee, not only the Democratic Labour Party. So for him to call the submissions as foolishness and to assert that the government should go ahead and pass that bill without recognizing the contribution of others within various fields and expertise, it really speaks volumes of how he thinks about others who may have other opinions. And so we are calling on Mr. Hinkson to provide an apology to those individuals.
Spokesperson for the Democratic Labour Party, Felicia Dujon. Delays with the installation of key utility services has slowed the process for some families to move into new homes at Lancaster St. James. This was revealed by Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance Dwight Sutherland during the official opening of the Allied Court housing estate at White Park Road. Mr. Sutherland said that while there were 57 people waiting to occupy their homes at Lancaster, some of them were facing a number of challenges, including banking issues.
The utility problem has to do with water meters. We have since solved that problem. Project has been delayed as a result of services, electricity, and also the conveyancing relating to banking policy and banking regulations. We have resolved two of them. The Barbados Lighting Power issues and the water issues were resolved in the month of September. So we expect that these regulatory issues with the bank will be resolved this month, and we expect persons to move into Lancaster, hopefully in the month of October.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance Dwight Sutherland. Two Barbadians have been awarded energy development scholarships to help build this country's capacity in the energy sector. Adiko Cullimore and Kyle Nero, both employed in the sector, were awarded £25,000 each to pursue their Masters of Science degrees in offshore wind energy and data science, respectively, in the UK this year. Woodside Energy, a licensed offshore company operating in Barbados, provided the funding. Minister of Energy and Business Lisa Cummins highlighted that following his studies, Mr. Cullimore's skills will be vital in solar energy.
We have a target of 340 megawatt in our energy planning for solar PV. We are already in the pipeline at around 303 megawatts in 2023. We're nowhere near the similar target for wind, but Mr. Cullimore and the companies that they work with, they are already functioning in the space, and it takes that kind of innovation, that kind of willingness to take on new risks and new challenges that we're looking for in a renewable energy space.
She also stated that Mr. Nero's data science degree is a critical skill needed for renewable energy.
Equally with Mr. Nero, he's doing data science for renewable energy. And that's a nuance that is important, because renewable energy as part not only of our energy transition agenda, but as when we pair that with the climate crisis that we're navigating, and we're also pairing it with some of the issues that you have been seeing and hearing in terms of the rising prices of existing fossil fuels and what that has meant for the climate crisis on the one hand and energy transition on the other hand, you understand that these skills become even more critical, and mining the data which will enable us to make better and more empirically driven decisions.
Minister of Energy and Business Lisa Cummins. CARICOM yesterday issued a statement condemning the attacks in Israel and the counterattacks in the Palestinian territory of Gaza. The statement came 3 days into the fighting as the death toll among Israelis and Hamas in the Gaza continues to rise. CARICOM said it joins the responsible members of the international community in calling for an immediate ceasefire and the end of hostilities by all parties, adding that the recent round of hostilities reflects the pain and suffering of ancient quarrels. Meantime, hospitals are overwhelmed as the Israeli army continues bombardment of the Gaza Strip 4 days after Hamas's unprecedented attack in Israel. The Palestinian Health Ministry and the World Health Organization call for a humanitarian corridor to ensure that the entry of urgent medical aid is brought to Gaza's hospitals. Israel announced a total blockade on Gaza, including a ban on admitting food and fuel. Such a siege, with the intent to starve a population, is a war crime under UN statutes. Recapping the headlines. A new safe space project launched as part of government's crime prevention initiatives. A government MP urges passage of the Child Justice and Child Protection Bill despite criticism. Utility installation and banking issues delay handover of Hope-built homes at Lancaster. CARICOM condemns the fighting between Hamas and Israel. Gaza hospitals overwhelmed as Israeli air raids continue. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.